Simon & Schuster Audio presents Pretend You Don't See Her by Mary Higgins Clark, read by Cecilia Rudett.
Chapter 1. It was the week after Labor Day, and from the steady ringing of the phones in the offices of Parker & Parker, it was clear to Lacey that the summer doldrums finally were over. The Manhattan Co-op market had been uncommonly slow this past month. Now, finally, things would start to move again. "It's about time," she told Rick Parker as he delivered a mug of black coffee to her desk. "I haven't had a decent sale since June. Everybody I had on the hook took off for the Hamptons or the Cape, but thank God they're all drifting back into town now. I enjoyed my month off too, but now it's time to get back to work." She reached for the coffee. "Thanks. It's nice to have the sun and air wait on me." "No problem. You look great, Lacey." Lacey tried to ignore the expression on Rick's face. She always felt as though he were undressing her with his eyes. Spoiled, handsome, and the possessor of a phony charm that he turned on at will, he made her distinctly uncomfortable. Lacey heartily wished his father hadn't moved him from the West Side office. She didn't want her job jeopardized, but lately, keeping him at arm's length was becoming a balancing act. Her phone rang, and she grabbed for it with relief. "Saved by the bell," she thought. "Lacey Farrell," she said. "Miss Farrell, this is Isabel Waring. I met you when you sold a co-op in my building last spring." A live one, Lacey thought. Instinctively, she guessed that Mrs. Waring was putting her apartment on the market. Lacey's mind went into its search-and-retrieve mode. She'd sold two apartments in May on East 70th, one an estate sale where she hadn't spoken to anyone except the building manager, the second a co-op just off Fifth Avenue. That would be the Nordstrom apartment, and she vaguely remembered chatting with an attractive 50-ish redhead in the elevator who had asked for her business card. Crossing her fingers, she said, "The Nordstrom duplex? We met on the elevator?" Mrs. Waring sounded pleased. "Exactly. I'm putting my daughter's apartment on the market, and if it's convenient, I'd like you to handle it for me."
"It would be very convenient, Mrs. Waring."
Lacey made an appointment with her for the following morning, hung up, and turned to Rick. "What luck! 3 East 70th. That's a great building," she said.
"3 East 70th? What a..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?